Merrill Boys High School varsity basketball is on the air. Today's game broadcast is brought to you by Arby's, Church Mutual Insurance, Freemark Innovation, Incredible Bank, Merrill House of Music, Napa Auto Parts, Chiropractic Wellness Center, Wendorf Bus Service, American, Chips Hamburgers, Green Lawn, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill Mobile, Nicolay Bank, Subway, Westside Market, Bergener Contract Carriers, Dr. Ronald Piffle, A&W Merrill, Merrill Boys Basketball Boosters Club, Merrill Pool and Water Jet, Park City Credit Union, and the Pizza Shop. On your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3, AM 730. Streaming at BlueJay963.com and on the WJMT app and on Alexa. Now, let's send it to Ollie Burrows in the Westside Market Sports Booth.
And I am downtown Ollie Burrows, and welcome to the American Pregame Show, brought to you exclusively by Americ Inn in downtown Merrill. From the Westside Market broadcast booth, your Blue Jay boys are going up against possibly the top team in the Wisconsin Valley Conference in the Marshfield Tigers. When we take a look at the rosters and the numbers when we come back, Blue Jays coming off a tough loss on the road. Fine game against DC Everest, 59-51. And when you take a look at the Tigers, well, they have had outstanding performances throughout the year. And their last game of a three-game win streak was 50-29 on Tuesday over Wausau West. We will be back with more of our American pregame show from the Westside Market broadcast booth. After this, you're listening to Blue Jay Basketball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to the American pregame show from the Westside Market broadcast booth. Downtown Ollie Burrows, pleased to be bringing you the action. And remember, tomorrow, Hall of Fame Day, the War on 64, the Eastern Front, as the Antigo boys come to town, 3 o'clock pregame, 3:30 tip-off, and the girls at 5 o'clock. So Antigo on both sides of the court tomorrow. But joining us right now, as he always does, the faithful one. We can't call you old faithful because you ain't old, Coach. Yeah, but thanks like so it. Much, Troy Pieper, for joining us. First of all, after you went over the film from Tuesday night and made some of the adjustments, what's it looking like for tonight with the Tigers?
Well, you got to hope they shoot it a little not as well as they normally do. They have a lot of shooters. You know, I've been preaching to the guys, it's an opportunity. It's nothing to be scared of. It's nothing to fear. We get the opportunity to play one of the best teams in the entire state in D1. Not just in our conference, but entire state. They're well coached. Their guard play is phenomenal. They have size. It's going to take 36 minutes of our best basketball. But when we do play really well, which I still don't think we've done for 36 minutes, we've shown that we can play with anybody. So if we can do that for 36 minutes, that's all I can ask and see where we are at the end. And I think we can make it a dogfight. And if that's the case, then we're going to make tomorrow a very difficult game because we'll be pretty exhausted if we do what I expect us to do tonight.
So we're talking about not just the 36 minutes, but we're talking about the defensive pressure against possibly the top, if not one of the top two teams in the conference. Fair to say?
Yeah, I would say the top team in the conference. I mean, they are the top team in the conference. They haven't lost yet. But, you know, they'll pick up full court, but it's just they want you to play fast. So they're kind of picking you up full in a man. Not really doing a lot out of it, but they want to try to speed you up. They have good guards that can defend, so they want to speed you up and try to make you play fast and take rush shots. That's kind of feeds into their play. So we have to just settle in, get in our thing, run our offense, get a little side top side, get good clean shots and no live ball turnovers and see where that leaves us at the end of the day.
As we take a look at what we need to do. Getting into that half-court offense with a team that can be as disruptive as the Tigers, it's not going to be easy. But if they don't dictate the pace of the game, what do we have to do on the defensive end? Because they're long as well as good outside shooters.
Yeah, we just got to keep play like we have for much of the season. Just that energy and knowing where their shooters are and closing out hard and doing all the things. The defensive end, I'm not all that worried about in the sense of as long as we bring the energy and we rebound. Rebounding is going to be a key. But really getting after it, we'll know early on how many deflections we get and how things start, where we'll be. But defensively, we know what we are. We have a pretty good identity there. Offensively, we just can't let them speed us up. It's not like Marshfield wants to get out and run. They're not. They'll take transition when it's there, but they take good, clean looks. They make the extra pass, so we really have to be locked in all night on defense.
If they have a weakness, what is it?
They don't. They really don't.
Okay.
I mean, you're not going to be one of the best teams in the state in D1 and have a weakness. They really don't. They have size. They have size coming off the bench. Their guard play is as good as it gets. Hinson's a stud. Lee on any other team would probably be the best player on their team. He's just phenomenal. He's just smart. They're a very, very, very good team.
And health-wise, we're all in good shape?
Yeah, we're good to go.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us. We'll look forward to seeing you after the game. Troy Pieper, thanks for joining us.
Sounds good. Go Jays.
And we're going to take another break in our American pregame show from the Westside Market broadcast booth. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to our American pregame show, brought to you exclusively by the American in Merrill from the Westside Market broadcast booth. Very, very pleased to receive some very cogent information from the Marshfield broadcaster. The overall series total is 108 for Marshfield, 63 for Merrill. The biggest Marshfield win ever was last year in a 72-33 Blue Jay loss. But in that second game, the Blue Jays got off to a 13. At the first 10 minutes, they were ahead, 13-10. That's when Robin, that's EJ, the originator of the Robin Report, came back from his devastating three knee injuries. Five seniors who had not played together at all went out, and for 10 minutes on this court, they held the Tigers at bay. Now, they went on to lose, but that was 10 minutes of the finest basketball from the seniors out there for their last game. It was just an unbelievable. It brought tears to downtown Ollie. And I'm hoping we're going to see that kind of an effort tonight. The biggest Merrill win goes all the way back to 71-72, a 31-point win, 78-47. We're 10 minutes away from the start of this game, and we're going to take another break. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to the American pregame show, brought to you exclusively by the American and Merrill from the Westside Market broadcast booth. Downtown Ollie giving you the numbers. And for Marshfield, they've got three in double figures. Hinson at 16.5, Lee at 14.7, Pohl at 12.5. And another one, Ramberg, he's one of only six of their players who's played in all the game, 11 games when these stats were done. He's got 9.5. Ketterer 6.4, Connect 4.8, and 1.8 for Kolstad. Now, when you take a look at those kinds of numbers, and, you know, Pohl's only played two games at 12.5, but the other five, Connect, Ketterer, Ramberg, Lee, and Hinson, are totaling 50 points plus a game, and that's offensive output consistently night in and night out. Because when you take a look at how they've done overall in the Valley, they're 4-0 in conference. Stevens Point is 3-2. Wausau West 3-2. Everest 2-2. East 2-2. Merrill 1-3. Rapids 0-4. And their overall height, Pohl, who's been out, he's a junior, 6'8". Ketterer, 6'4". Jordan, 6'5". Sternitsky, 6'3". Hinson, 6'2". McTaggart, 6'6". Landon Lee, 5'11". Hamill in the backcourt, 5'8". A wing, Steinbach, 6'2". Kolstad, 6'2" guard. Bogdan, a 6'6 forward. Hansen, a 5'11 guard. Connect, 6'6. Ramberg, 6'7. And another guard, 5'11. So the height of this Marshfield team is very impressive, to say the least. We'll take another quick break, then we'll be back with the Blue Jays numbers for the American pregame show from the West Side Market broadcast booth. You're listening to Blue Jay Basketball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to the last segment of the American pregame show, brought to you exclusively by American Downtown Merrill. We're getting ready for the national anthem, but just a quick look at the Blue Jay numbers. Even though Corey Page was held scoreless in an outstanding defensive effort on Tuesday night, he's averaging 13.4 in his seven games, 13.2 E.J. Wykes, Tyson Odd 10.6, Jacob Schmelzer 7.8, Aiden Houghton 5.6, Cooper Wendorf 4.7, Eli Burtman 4, Kalinowski 3.2, Kurtzals 3, Kaminsky 1.9, Trevino 1, Amador 0.7, and Schwant, the coach in the making, waiting for his first points. You heard the horn. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the start of tonight's game after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Basketball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to the West Side Market broadcast booth. A fine rendition of our national anthem from the Blue Jay Band, and we're ready for introductions. Hamill will be out there for Marshfield. Pohl will be out there. Ketterer in the backcourt. And Hinson and also Lee. So the Blue Jays now to be introduced. Here they are, getting ready. Jacob Schmelzer will be out there. Kaminsky's at the head. He's the head greeter. And Aiden Houghton. And Corey Page, leading scorer for the Blue Jays since coming back. The man who pounds the paint with precision, E.J. Wykes. And hitting 20 on Tuesday night, Tyson Ott. Blue Jays will be going from right to left as the get ready for the tip-off. Page will be jumping and giving away a fair number of inches to Chris Paul, the junior. Referee makes sure everybody knows which way they're going. Goes up. Page doesn't even try to jump with Henson. Henson takes it into the backcourt. Bringing it up is Lee into the right corner. Lee at right wing. Right corner. Back Lee moves it left. Blue Jays out there right now in that zone. Not getting it into Henson high. He stays high. There, oh, there was the walk. There's the three, and hitting the three from the right wing was Henson. Arby's three-pointer, 17-24 left. Page brings it up, gets it to Weick's right wing. Underneath Schmelzer, too hard off the glass, and he beat Connect out there. Again, working the right side. And they got an offensive foul called. That is going to be, I believe, on Connect. So Connect picks up the first personal and the first team foul, setting a screen on the baseline right. 17 even. Weick's directing traffic, sends Page to the right. Schmelzer wing left. Down low, Page dribbles twice, back to Schmelzer, over to Houghton. Houghton hesitates, facing up against Paul. Weick's turns it around, in the lane, gets the roll! Pretty play by E.J. Weick's, cuts it to 3-2 Tigers. 16:33 left in the first. Weick's is right there in the middle. There's the three from the left side, in and out. Weick's gets the rebound. Oh, Page is stripped in the backcourt. Page shuts him down, blocks it. Oh, my goodness gracious me. Corey Page, who fouled out the other night, went straight up. It'll be his first personal and the first team. From my vantage point, I saw no contact. And this was the side official, so he was on the same side as I. So at the Merrill free throw line, looking for the three-point play, Ketterer puts it down. That makes it 6-2. Marshfield is covering Page, running up. Oh, there's a bump in the backcourt. No call. Weick's wing right. Odd. Page offset left. Schmelzer, wing left. Now we have an official's timeout. And I don't know what he's checking, because possession arrow goes to the Blue Jays. So whatever the problem was, he's walking past the Marshfield bench with his arms out. Houghton gets it in the backcourt, brings it across the 10-second line. Page. Page for three, off the rim. Coming down with the rebound is Connect. Wing left, another three, yes, and a foul. So Ketterer now has six and a second trip to the Merrill Mobile free throw line. And that's Page's second. So quickly, Wendorf's in, Page is out. Now that one was a in-your-face on the three. And as Coach Pieper said Tuesday night, they'd have to see how it was going to be called. So 10-2 lead for Marshfield, but Ketterer with a three-point and a four-point play. Weick's to Wendorf. Wendorf for three. Yes! An Arby's three-pointer for Cooper Wendorf. Cuts it to 10-5. Wendorf's out front near side. on the 2-3. Down to connect. Out. Another three. No good. Rebound tipped away. And coming down with it for the Tigers is Hinson. Gets it to Steinbach. Steinbach looking to try to go low. Pohl's got the height advantage, but he's been pulled out left wing, setting a high screen. Wing right, down to Pohl. There's the drive, kicked out. Nice shutoff by the Blue Jays. And they're going to call Tyson Ott for the foul. So that'll be the Blue Jays' third personal at 14:48. They're calling this one tight. Into the backcourt from Lee to Hinson. Hinson, offset left, swings it right. Back to Lee, knocked away by Houghton, right into the drums of the Blue Jay pep band. So Lee's inbounding it into the backcourt. 14:37, Tigers up 10-5. Into Pohl. Pohl kicks it out. Driving, looking, kicking. Back to Hinson. Step back. Pohl, top of the key extended. Tigers being very patient. Wing right. Baseline to connect. Connect. Tries to dribble out of trouble. Passes to Pohl. Pohl, no good. Rebound, deep rebound. Cross court. Oh, beautiful cut by Ott. And he stepped out of bounds right in front of the Marshfield bench. Official in the perfect position to make the call. Lee inbounds it to Hinson, then back to Lee. Brings it across the 10-second line. Wendorf on the near side of the 2-3. Scrapes off the pick. Down underneath to Pohl. Pohl left side. Connect. Knocked away cleanly by Schmelzer. Houghton comes down with it. Schmelzer, wing right, looking for the cutter. Dribbles, penetrates, turns, gets it out, gets out of the lane. 13:30 left, 10-5 Tigers. Wikes on the turnaround for the three, no good. Was a good turnaround jumper around the rim. Connect came down with the rebound. Lee brings it across the 10-second line. Gets it offset left to Hinson. Right side. Back to Hinson. Hinson gets it left side. Lee. Lee starts to drive. Kicks it out. Oh, nice drive into the lane. Floating one-hander. No good. Connect. Loses it again. Knocked away by Houghton into the hands of Schmelzer. 12:53 left. Still 10-5. Tigers. Houghton to Schmelzer. Offset, Ott, Wendorf. Back to Schmelzer. Schmelzer for three. Up off the top of the stanchion. And so that'll be turnover. Well, not a turnover. That'll be a team rebound. And checking in for the Tigers, Ramsburg. So Ramsburg is going to be out there. Twin Towers with Pohl. Ramsburg goes low. Pohl comes high. Lee to Hinson. Back for a three on the right side. Draining the three. Hinson, he's got seven for Ketterer. So the Blue Jays trailing 13-5, 12-11 left. Wikes to Houghton. Out offset right. Back to Wikes. Looking for the cutter. Wikes pounding, turning, and he gets called with a foul, but it's going to be called down. So they're saying the foul was before he went up for the shot. So that foul will be on Ramsburg, his first personal, second team. Baseline right, inbound. And Paul's right there like a tall tree in the forest. Oh, that's a deep throw in. Houghton gets it in the backcourt. He's covered by Ketterer. To Wendorf. Wendorf 26 out left wing. Schmelzer. Ott. just no low post presence right now for the Blue Jays. They're working the perimeter. Running right into Lee was odd. Wendorf drives, kicks out to Wikes. Wikes thought about the three. Houghton drives. Smeltzer, he thinks of three. Off the rim, no good. Houghton with the rebound, drives the baseline. Wikes in the lane, no good. Wendorf with the rebound, out to Ott, back to Wendorf. Driving the baseline, Wikes, to Wendorf, wing left. Excellent defense by the Tigers, 11:15 left. Blue Jays down 13-5. Houghton dribbles twice. Wendorf, Wikes, offset left. Drives, pushes up, and down, and no foul. E.J. Wikes with four. Cooper Wendorf with an Arby's three. That makes it 13-7. Blue Jays spending a lot of effort on the defensive end. Lee gets it back offset left. Dribbles once. Back to Hinson. Hinson back to Lee. Lee dribbles. Kicks it out. Pohl snags it. Ramsburg to Hinson. Check that. Pohl. There's the three, draining it again. Three threes for Hinson. He's got nine. Seven for Ketterer, and the Tigers are up 16-7. There's Ott to Schmelzer. Back to Houghton, Wikes, left side. Back to Schmelzer, offset left. Ott, Wendorf starts to drive, kicks, Tyson Ott drives. Schmelzer for three, off the rim. Those threes go. Arby's is happy and we're happier, but it's 16-7 with 9:50 left. On the right side, wing, back to Lee. Lee dribbles once. Oh, he stops, shoots the three, and he puts it down. And the Blue Jays are taking timeout. Five threes, a two, and two free throws. And the Tigers are up 19-7. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Blue Jay Basketball on Blue Jay 96.3. I am downtown Ollie Burroughs. Pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay Basketball right here on Blue Jay 96.3. 9:36 left in the first. Five threes, Arby style, but not for the Blue Jays. They've got but one. Ott gets the inbounds after the timeout. Into the forecourt, Wendorf. He's covered by Pohl. Over to Kalinowski, who came in. Wikes thinks about the three. There's just no way that the Blue Jays are getting the penetration for that low post shot. They're just continuing to work the perimeter. Kalinowski off the rim, no good. It was a good look. He was out there from about 21 and a half. Blue Jays down by 12. Tigers loop. Oh, there it is. It was DePaul with the dunk. There's the dunk as he drove the baseline right, 21-7. Wendorf for a long three, no good. Blue Jays working all from the perimeter. There's Lee driving, kicks it out. Back left side and knocked away. Referee has a word for Andre Houghton, who almost drove the ball through him. It's headed all the way over onto the JV2 court. So we get it back. It'll be on the side. Wendorf is down. Page is back out. Page's energy definitely needed as the Blue Jays are down by 14. What a thunderous dunk for Pohl. Ramsburg comes high, right side. Page with his height and arm spread. Down to Pohl, inside. Off the glass beautifully. Ramsburg puts down two, and that makes it 23-7. 8 minutes up until halftime. Burtman's going to be checking in. He's got to try to match up. There's Houghton for three, off the rim. Blue Jays are one for about 10 from three. They're trying to get it down to Pohl. Lee was calling for it for the slam-a-jamma, I think. directing traffic. There's Ramsburg inside, knocked away by Houghton, who gentlemanly helps Pohl to his feet. Now, Pohl's only played in two games. I don't know if there were any lingering injury issues. Burtman's in now, Houghton's out. Blue Jays down by 16. The effort has been there, but the three-point shooting, 5 3-pointers. And only three buckets, and there's another three from Lee, and it goes down again. That makes 6 threes, 2 twos, and 2 for 2 from the Merrill Mobile free throw line. Coach Pieper trying to get some energy. Schmelzer's about to check back in. Down to Burtman. Burtman pounds, kicks it out. Kalinowski to Wikes. Wikes gets it to Burtman again. Burtman tries to spin, keeps his pivot foot. Kalinowski, shake and bake, and they're going to call the foul before the shot. NBA, that's continuation. Ramsburg second, third team foul. Wikes checks out. Schmelzer in with Ott, Kalinowski, Burtman, and Page. Page making sure he does not pick up that third. Gets it in. Schmelzer, he's hit by Ramsburg, and now they're going to call the foul, and that'll be Ramsburg's third, team's fourth. No movement from the Marshfield bench, so Ramsburg's going to stay in there with three fouls. Marshfield's got the depth. Tyson Ott covered by Lee. Lee forces him back. Kalinowski, no screen. Page down low to Burtman, and now they're going to get the foul on Pohl, pushing Burtman in the back. First personal, fifth team foul. Blue Jays with three team fouls. Baseline left, Page to inbound. Up for the alley, open, and hits the backboard. Hits the backboard before it got across. And there's Pohl driving in, and now they're going to call Burtman for the foul. So Burtman picks up his first personal. Pohl was trying to get loose again. Fourth team foul. So sign left for the Blue Jays, for the Tigers. Thinking and is chewing the three was Hinson, who's got three already. There's another three. That one off the rim. Rebound pulled down by Burtman. Gets it to Ott. Lee's covering Ott in the backcourt. Shadowing him. And there's cutting through Ramsburg. He stepped on the sideline. I thought he was going to take out both radio booths on that one. Page in the forecourt. Ott in the backcourt. Gets it in to Kalinowski. Wing right, Schmelzer. To Page. Page back to Schmelzer. Schmelzer thought about the three, has chewed it. Down to Burtman, low post. Spins twice, kicks out. Schmelzer open. In and out! It was a good look and just rimmed once and went out. And picking it up is Hinson into the forecourt. Lee on the right wing. Page covering him. And Page steals it. Page is going in and puts it down. Corey Page gets the bucket. That breaks a five-plus minute stretch for scoreless stretch for the Blue Jays. 26-9. Down to the low post. Outside, top key, right wing. Lee for three. He's got three threes. Hinson's got three threes. Buckets for Ramsburg and Pohl. And a 3 of 2 and 2 for 2 from the Merrill Mobile free throw line. Gott loses in the backcourt to Lee. Oh, missing the layup, and Page comes down with it. Ketterer, he just put it too hard off the glass. On RB's three for Kalinowski. That cuts it to 29-12. Blue Jays on a 5-0 run. getting it there, pole high, three-pointer again, and this one's Ramsburg. It's raining Arby's, but only for the most part, for the Tigers, 32-12. There goes Page, tries to pass it down low, knocked away before it got to Burtman. Pohl gets it to Lee. Lee on the right side, gets it back, drives through, and there's going to be a tripping call. And let's see if that's going to be on Page. It will be. Corey Page is third, Blue Jays fifth, and quickly coming in is Kaminsky. As Coach Pieper's throwing everything he's got, 20-point lead for the Tigers. They are as advertised, ladies and gentlemen. Baseline right, Lee inbounding. Gets it to Pohl. Pohl spins off the glass, and good. He's got four. That makes it 34-12. Ott trying to get some help. Got to get it in, and getting it in just in time. Schmelzer has it in the backcourt. Coming in on the last one was Kolstad. He's covering Schmelzer. Ott, extended left wing. Dribbles. Goes toward the top of the key. Kalinowski, Ott, Kaminsky. Oh, Lee cuts through the passing lane. Gets the behind-the-back pass and turns it over as Ott went to cover. Wikes comes in, check that. Yeah, Wikes comes in, Burtman goes out. So Burtman was unable to get any good opportunities going to the hole. Ott gets it in. Full court pressure right now. The Tigers pick it off. Three-pointer, no good. And then pushing both. Kaminsky going and Kalinowski both going for it. So the Tigers maintain possession up by 22 points here with 3:31 left. Inbound. They're going to call the foul. No basket. And that foul is going to be on Wikes. First personal. Sixth team foul. Lee inbounds baseline right in. Putting it down off the in was Pohl. He's got six. 36-12. Wikes loses it right in front of our Westside Market broadcast booth, and inbounding it for the Tigers is Hinson. And he gets it to Lee. Lee's directing traffic, literally. 36-12. Lee, 3:15 left. Pohl, high post. Lee for three, no good. Coming down with it is Kaminsky. Gets it to Wikes. Wikes gives the head shake. Gets it to Schmelzer, wing right. Back to Kaminsky. Odd. About 29 out, straight on. Schmelzer thinks about the three, as choose it. Kalinowski puts it up off the front of the rim at the edge of his range, and that brings us to 2:44. Tigers, Lee gets it left side to Hinson. Right side to Kolstad. Pohl up high. Down low, jumper. Oh! Almost got stuck putting it up and in on the rebound. Sternitsky, he gets two, and that makes it 38-12. Blue Jays doing all they can here. Schmelzer gets it wing left to Kalinowski. Blue Jays only have two three-pointers on about 18 tries. Kalinowski, Kaminsky for three, no good. The rim gods are very unkind to the Blue Jays tonight. There's Lee, starts to drive, kicks it across. Driving, kicking out, Lee gets it to Hinson, offset right. Pohl comes out on the wing. There's the pass to the right wing to Pohl, back. Three, falling down. Trying to shoot the three and get the foul was Hinson. Minute 33 left. Blue Jays down 38-12. Kaminsky, Kalinowski, Ott for three. His goes off the rim. The looks have been there. The shots have not. Now Paul gets it out again. Lee for three. No good. Wykes pulls down the rebound. 1:08 left in the first half. Blue Jays down 38-12. Wykes brings it across. Schmelzer. Kalinowski. Ah, knocked away by Paul. We're going to see what Paul tries to do. Kalinowski disrupts the play. Paul for three. No good. Pulling it down is Hinson. He puts it off the glass. No good. Knocked away. Finally, Wykes comes down with it. 44 seconds on the clock. Blue Jays down 38-12. Schmelzer, offset left. Wing left, Kalinowski. To Wykes. Wykes starts to pound. Spins into the double team. Kicks it out. Ott for three. No good off the front. On the side, but off the front side of the rim. 20 seconds left. Chris Fisher tells him to play for one. And then he calls a timeout. So that'll be his first. So we will keep it right here. Blue Jays trailing by 26. And just an offensive effort for the Tigers. Remember, they just held Wausau West to 29 points on Tuesday night in a 50-29 win. But with both Paul and Ramsburg in there, they're the twin towers of the Wisconsin Valley Conference. 15 seconds left. He had the timeouts to use, I guess. So the Tigers, they've rained threes. 8 threes, 4 twos, and 2 for 2 from the Merrill Mobile free throw line. And the Blue Jays have 2 threes and 3 twos and no trips to that Merrill Mobile free throw line. So lots of Arby's three-pointers for the Blue Jays have just been slightly off target. Inbounding into the backcourt. Lee gets it from Hinson. Right side. Down the baseline. Lee gets it back. Down the baseline. Double team nicely thrown up away. Schmelzer gets it. 1 second left. And he wisely put it up, but just came up short. So we're going to go into the half with the score of 38-12. We'll be back with the Nicolet Bank halftime show after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on Blue Jay 96. And welcome back to the Nicolet Bank Halftime Show, brought to you exclusively by Nicolet Bank in downtown Merrill. It is 38-12 at the half, as advertised. The Tigers can shoot, and they have played a stifling defense as well. When we take a look at the scoring, the Tigers have 5 twos, 8 threes, and 2 for 2 from the Merrill Mobile free throw line. And I'll tell you right now, the total picture here is one of dominance by a team that has the height advantage and has the shooting advantage. I mean, when you take a look at the scoring for the Tigers, Hinson 3 threes for 9, Lee 3 threes for 9, a 2, a 3, and 2 for 2 on the back end of those baskets for Ketterer with 7, 6 for Paul, including a thunderous dunk, Sternitsky with 2, and 5 for Ramsburg for the 38-point total. And when you see that much, check that was 6 two-pointers. That's just a dominating performance on both ends of the court, but the Blue Jays, they only had 2. two threes, Arby's threes, that is, from Kalinowski and Wendorf, and three twos, two from Weichs, the leading scorer with four, and one from Corey Page, who was saddled again with foul problem. We're going to take another break and back with more of our Nicolet Bank Halftime Show, brought to you exclusively by Nicolet Bank Downtown Merrill. After this, you're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on Blue Jay 96. And welcome back to our Nicolet Bank Halftime Show, brought to you exclusively by Nicolet Bank in downtown Merrill. Blue Jays down by 26. Raining threes. I think that Marshfield shot close to 50%, and the Blue Jays less than 20% on those threes. Six twos, eight threes, and only two trips to the Merrill Mobile free throw line. Once those fouls were called early, the teams very quickly adjusted, and it was not like the Everest game Tuesday night. A lot more finesse, but a lot more for the outside. Quick ball movement for the Tigers. And even though the zone defense for the Blue Jays started out effective, they just have more quick ball movement, and the Blue Jays don't have the height to tie up Ramsburg, Paul, Page with three fouls, and other matters making it difficult at best. 38-12 at the half. We'll be back with second half action after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to the West Side Market broadcast booth. Downtown Oliveros pleased to be bringing you the action. Page is back in. Weichs, Ott, Houghton, and Schmelzer. Pressure cross court to Weichs, from Page. Weichs gets it to Houghton. Page top, starts to drive, kicks out to Houghton. Houghton to Schmelzer. Back to Page, wing right. Ott working that perimeter again. Page gets it down low, turns, dribbles, gets it high to Ott, to Houghton. Wing left, back to Page. Not trying to force it. Schmelzer kicks it back to Page after two-step drive. Ott, wing left, looking for the rotation. Houghton, back to Schmelzer, back to Page. 40 seconds in, Houghton drives, stops, kicks out. Weichs, three, off the front of the rim, the front side of the rim. Again, the shooting is not there tonight. 17:06 left, 38-12. Into Paul in the low post, clean play, trying to tie him up. Paul puts it up, no good. Page elevates, pulls down the rebound. He drives up on Ketterer. Houghton, wing left. Page tries to set the screen, does Ott free, but leaves right there in his face. Page, wing right, Houghton. Houghton for three. Houghton, three is good. And Arby's three-pointer for Houghton, and that cuts it to 38-15. Ketterer to Lee. Lee back to Ketterer. Check that, Hinson to Lee. Lee starts to drive, steps back. Schmelzer trying to avoid the foul and does. Pulls out. Wing left, down low to Ketterer. Kicks it to the right to Lee. Lee drives, kicks it out. Hinson spins in low, and there's to Pohl, and Pohl puts it down. That makes it 40-15. Excellent ball movement. 16 even left in the regulation. Page to Weichs. Weichs left wing to Schmelzer. To Page, top of the key. Ott, right wing. Lee's eyes following him intently. Now left wing to Houghton. Houghton dribbles. Gets it to Page right in front of the Blue Jay bench. Page stops to drive, kicks it to Houghton. Houghton to Ott. Back to Page. To Schmelzer. Houghton. Houghton just thinks about it, but he's got Pohl in his face, giving up about 6 inches or more. Weichs, Schmelzer right wing. Check that baseline right. Ott Page, top of the key. Schmelzer drops it. Tries to get it down to Houghton, and he does. Houghton's trying to go in. Tries to reverse. No good. Pohl was in a good position, and now Lee gets it in the forecourt. Cross to Hinson. Connect calling for it. Pohl up high, being guarded by Wikes. There's a three-pointer for Hinson, and he gets it. Hinson has 12 on four threes. 43-15. 14:40 left. Lee plays a little bump and run with no call. Schmelzer got connect out on him. Ott being shadowed by Hinson. Back to Houghton. Page gets a little head fake. Hooks up the shot. No good. Blue Jays just can't get anything to fall right now. Into the forecourt. Hinson to Pohl. Left wing. Three. Another three for Ketterer. He now has 10 points. Two threes, a two, and a pair. The only two trips to the Merrill Mobile free throw line tonight. Ramsburg starting to come check in. Houghton gets shut off. Gets it underneath. Page, pretty play. He picks up the bucket, cutting in behind. Houghton passes behind Pohl. Hinson into the forecourt. He puts up another three. That one's off the backside of the rim. Pohl pulls it down. And they're going to call the foul on Ott, I think. And that's going to be on Tyson Ott. Second personal, first team foul. So we went 13-32, almost 4.5 minutes into the second half. Pohl goes out. Ramsburg comes in. Inbound play taken away. Wikes from Ketterer. I'm sorry, connect. Houghton to Page. To Ott. Back to Houghton. Houghton drives, kicks out. Schmelzer for three. Way long. But Houghton with the rebound. Wikes for three. That's looking good. No good. Online just a little deep. 46-17 Tigers. Lee drives through, kicks it to Connect. Off the bottom of the backboard. Lee now drives in and lays it off the glass. Hesitation move. His first two, but 11 in the game. 48-17. Blue Jays with a 3 and a 2 here in the second half. Page. Wing left. Sets the screen. Dribbling away. Ott puts it up and gets the basket. Ott's first two of the game. Schmelzer tries for a reach around. No foul. No turnover. 12:15 left. Blue Jays trailing by 29. They didn't give Ramsburg the foul off of Schmelzer. He's up high now. Then driving in again, kicking down off the foot of Corey Page. It will be checking in now for the Tigers, Kolstad, and checking out will be Ketterer. Very deep Marshfield bench. There's the three, and Ramsburg puts down another three. He's got 8 in the game. That makes it 51-19. Blue Jays there. Page, he pounds the lane and puts up the layup. That's that energy that Coach Peepers talked about. 51-21. Hinson to Ramsburg. Ramsburg starts to drive and lays it off the glass. He's got 10 now. Two threes and two twos. It's 53-21. 11:27 left. Blue Jays continuing to pressure. They're trying to press it in, but they just cannot go up against the height. There's Houghton for three. No good. Pulling down the rebound, Lee. Wikes wisely backed off. Lee gets into forecourt. Kicks it out. Another three for Hinson. In and out. Ramsburg with the rebound. Puts it up, and they're calling a foul. Calling the foul. Ramsburg went down hard. E.J. Wikes, it hit the bottom of the basket. Second personal, second team. So only the third trip to the Merrill Mobile free throw line, all for the Tigers. Ramsburg, who's got 10, puts down the first. I said Ramsburg, it's Ramberg. He's got 11 now. 3 for 3 from the Merrill free throw line. Ramberg shooting the second of two, 54-21 Tigers. And he missed. Rebound comes down to Wikes. Wikes runs it up court. Gets it to Page. Page for three. No good. Off the rim. And Ramsburg picks it up, starts dribbling down. Gets it cross court to Lee. Lee starts to penetrate. Page shuts it off. Page and Ott up high. Wikes in the middle. Houghton on the near side. Schmelzer on the far side in the 2-1-2. Lee to Ramsburg to Henson. No good. Rebound comes down, taking it off. Was connected. He spins and puts it down. He's got his first two. 58-21. Checking in next whistle will be Sternitsky. Wikes, wing left, looking for Odd. Page, he's hanging back there. There goes Schmelzer, gets it from an air ball. He got it from Odd, had the good look, and yet he gets it back on the defensive end off of Houghton's tip. Blue Jays down 35. Page starts to drive, pounds, kicks. Odd, open, time. No good off the near side rim from the baseline. No support from the rim gods tonight for the Blue Jays. Lee gets it to Kolstad, into Ramstad. Ramstad just with a beautiful touch. He's got 8 in the second half. It's 58-21. Tigers. Page kicks it out. Houghton goes and draws the foul. So our first trip to the Merrill Mobile free throw line. I don't know, somebody lost something. Houghton tried to throw it out. So let's see who's the foul on. That's going to be on Hinson, first personal, first team foul. And Burtman and Wendorf check in. Schmelzer and Wikes check out. Making first appearance for the Tigers tonight, Mocton. So, no, they're not calling it a shooting foul. Burtman gets the inbound, gets it to Ott. So, Burtman, Page, Ott, Houghton, and Wendorf. Down low, Burtman, he's pounding off the glass, puts it down. Pohl is sitting right now, so Ramsburg not quite as athletic at the low post. But he's got 11 points, so he can score. Lee starts to drive around. Burtman's jumped out. Left wing, Sternitsky. Sternitsky cross court. Three, no good. Burtman elevates. Ball's knocked away. Starting to drive, shut off the foot of Burtman, but picking it up left wing is Lee. 8:13 left. 35-point lead for the Tigers. Lee gets it back from Sternitsky. And thrown down low, underneath. Backhanded one, no good. Rebound comes down to Page. Tried to put that up backhanded. Was Kolstad. Right wing, Houghton. Page offset right, about 26 out. Wendorf left, Houghton. Houghton thinks about it, but Ramstad was ready to jump out on him. So no three there. Page thinks, drives, kicks. Ott thinks, Page. Down low to Burtman, and yeah, they're going to call it a low post. Mocton, he was leaning on Burtman like Shaquille O'Neal in the low post. So that will only be the second Tigers foul. So baseline, and Mocton knew it too. And it's inbounded, offset right, odd, cross court, Wendorf. Wendorf gets him up in the air and then shoots an air ball. Stepped inside of Sternitsky. Sternitsky went up on the head fake, but Blue Jays shooting starting to become a little more erratic. There's another three, and burying it, Ramberg. 11 points here in the second half, 61-23. Coach Fisher beginning to substitute liberally. Wendorf. And that's to his credit when he's up by 38. Page pounds in, up, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it down. Page has 6 in the second half, 8 in the game, 61-25. Page tried to go for the steal, and that is his 4th personal, 3rd team foul. And coming in now, McTaggart, and Hamill. So the Tigers are good with 6:26 left in the game, well in hand, up by 36. Clear the bench. Trying to look down low. Out on the left side, knocked away, stays Tiger ball. So the Tigers have no starters in at the moment. Checking back in is Kalinowski, and Ott checks out. 6:12 left. Getting the inbounds there was Kolstad, right wing. Back to Kolstad. Offset left. Oh, Page. Page is out. Coach Pieper's smiling because Page, he tripped over Page. And so that will be only the 4th team foul. Page is out. He's smiling. Coach Pieper's smiling, saying a break. So coming in is Kaminsky. Kalinowski, everybody's smiling. It does not mean, ladies and gentlemen, that they are not caring. They recognize that they are facing a stronger team. They called the offensive foul again. This one's going to be on McTaggart on the screen. First personal, 3rd team foul. 5:57 left. Houghton's out there with Wendorf, Burtman, Kaminsky, Kalinowski. Wing right, Wendorf down to Burtman. Burtman turns around off the glass, no good. Good move across the lane because Burtman shoots left-handed. And the Tigers take a timeout, and we will too. 61-25, 5:34 left. You're listening to Blue Jay Basketball on Blue Jay 96.3. A Merrill Fieldhouse in a night that the Blue Jays have just not had the shooting. If they'd even gotten 8 of those threes, it would at least be much closer. As it is, they are trailing now, 61-25, 5:34 left. But the spirit is good because I think they recognize that the team with superior height, speed, and shooting has come to town. There's the tip, trying to get it high. Mactan, there's a three-pointer, and hitting the three, McTaggart. That makes it 64-25. Getting close to that running clock point. Kalinowski, Houghton, off above the top of the key, down to Burtman. Burtman puts it up, no good, misses off the glass, and picking up the rebound on the far side is Hamill. Houghton cuts in the passing lane. He looks to drive, and he loses it. And picking it up there, Hamill. There's another three. No good. Rebound comes down to Burtman. And that three-pointer was from Hamill. Check that. That was McTaggart. Houghton. Houghton's finally got a height advantage. Kaminsky for three. He hits the Arby's three. And the Blue Jays at least have 16 here in the second half. What is that? It was in the forecourt. Oh, they didn't call that one, and now they're going to call Kaminsky for the personal. I said Kaminsky, Kalinowski. I apologize. 64-28, 36-point lead for the Tigers. And I think the last player who hadn't played is out there now. Steinbach. Steinbach gets it cross court. Back. He puts up the three. No good. The team was up to cheer for him on that one. There's the drive down low. Houghton cuts through the passing lane, so it didn't get to McTaggart. 3:48 left. Houghton spins, kicks out. Wendorf holds on to it. Gets it to Houghton. Houghton looks to drive, shut off. Spins and tries to put it down the lane. Gets it back, ball's loose. Tigers have it. 3:25 left, 64-28. There's the three, no good. Marshfield bench is cheering. And here comes, I think, the last guy off the bench, Kaminsky. Oh, he missed everything. The last two guys off the bench will be Jordan and Hinson, Nick Hinson. And now Jake Schwant is in. The man that Coach Pieper says is looking to be the future coach, and they're going full court press. Schwant picks it up. Oh, man, he shut it off. Wendorf puts it up. The foul, let's see if it's going to be. No, it's going to be on the baseline. It's only going to be, that's going to be the second foul on McTaggart, the fourth team foul. Kaminsky tries to get it into Burtman, throws it out to Wendorf. Wendorf can take it into the backcourt and does. Schwant. Schwant looks to drive. Oh, and his pass is cut off going in. And putting down the layup, Jordan for two. 66-28. Down to Burtman. Burtman spins low. Gets it underneath. Wendorf draws the foul with the backhanded a layup attempt, and only our second trip. No, that'll be our first trip to the Merrill Mobile free throw line. And that will be on Steinbach, his first personal. Fifth team foul, the first trip with 2:40 left. And putting it down is Wendorf. He's got four. Checking in right now for the Blue Jays, Kurtzhals. Schwant is out there. Wendorf puts up the second and puts it down. Five for the night. Schwant's out there with that full court press. He's going to give this time everything he's got. They're dribbling into the forecourt. Oh, off his knee. Driving to the baseline. Steinbach wanted to put that one end to end. And now the Tigers are full court pressing. Up by 36. This is not what I consider. And they cut the lane. Putting up the running one-hander. Steinbach, 68-30. Trying to get it up, Kurtzhals. There's Schwant. Driving, Wendorf up, gets the bucket. Wendorf has seven. 2:06 left. Schwant is out there. Excellent effort, trying to get it down low. Mactan gets it, gets the backhand. He gets a bucket now. 70-32. And dribbling it off his foot, but saving it, Kurtzhals. And he drives across the 10-second line, has it tipped again, gets it to Wendorf. Wendorf to Bertman. Bertman turns, shoots, oh, a little flat. Kurtzhals up front on this side of the defense. There's a young man who's got a heart twice his size. Gets over there on defense, shuts him off. Bertman gets back. There's another three off the front rim. Elevating was Mochten. And let's see who they're calling the foul on. They're checking to see who it's on. And that's on Bertman. His second, team sixth. Well, I was wrong. There's more coming in off the bench. Some guys who must be up from the JV. I want to make sure I give him credit. I'm guessing here. Number 30. But anyway, Wendorf tries to shut him off. There's a three. Hitting the three is Nick Hinson, 73-32. Schwant gets it. He's looking, gets it down to Bertman. Bertman underneath, and he's fouled. See who the foul's on. And that foul's going to be on Ben Jordan, his first personal sixth team foul. Clock is running now with a 73-32 lead. 39-point lead. Check that, 41-point lead. Bertman puts down the first. He's got three in the game. He puts up the second, puts that one down too. 4 for 4 from the Merrill free throw line. 9 seconds left. Tried to get it in. Schwantz tried to steal it. 2 seconds left. And that's going to be it. So we're going to come back with our post-game show. The final score, 73-34. Marshfield Tigers with the win, and we'll be back with our post-game show after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Boys Basketball on Blue Jay 96.3. As we go into our post-game show, the final score, Marshfield 73-34 for the Blue Jays. You take a look at this overall score. And in the second half, it was 40 points for Marshfield, and the Blue Jays scored 18. Check that, 22. When we take a look at the scoring, it would be 8 for Paul, Ketterer with 10, Jordan with 2, Sternitsky with 2, Hinson with 12, McTaggart with 3. Lee with 11, 2 for Steinbach, 2 for Mochten, 3 for Hinson, and 16 leading scorer was Balen Ramberg. And we'll take another quick break, and when we come back, we will have the statistics for your Blue Jays. You're listening to Blue Jay Basketball on Blue Jay. And welcome back to our post-game show. Again, the final score, the Marshfield Tigers remaining undefeated in conference play, 73 for the Blue Jays, 34. When we take a look at the Blue Jays scoring, Kalinowski had a three on Arby's three. Aiden Houghton with an Arby's three. 4 buckets for Corey Page before he fouled out with 8. two buckets for E.J. Wykes and four. Tyson Ott, one bucket for two. Windorf, a three. Arby's three, a two, and two for two from the Merrill Mobile free throw line for seven. Kaminsky with a three, and Burtman a two, and two for two again from the free throw line. So when we take a look overall, nine twos for the Blue Jays and two threes, or four threes, four for four from the Merrill free throw line, and 34 points. And coming over to join us right now for the post-game show, as he always does, to his credit, Troy Pieper. Coach, everything you talked about in the pregame show came true. I don't know what the final stats were as far as three-point shooting, but the rim gods were not kind to us tonight.
No, we didn't shoot it well. They shot it really well. They're a good team. Like I said after the game to the guys, when you play the best and you don't play good and they play good, it's going to be a humbling score, and that's what happened tonight. They played really well. We just didn't have our energy like we have probably for like the last month and a half. We just kind of looked flat. We weren't flying around. We weren't really doing things that we normally do. We didn't do the things we focused on in practice yesterday as far as who wasn't going to get clean looks and stuff like that. It was a bad night. You're going to have those nights. It sucks when it comes against a team like Marshfield and they don't do a lot wrong and they're going to take full advantage of any mistake you make. So you learn from it. The only positive from the night is we get to play tomorrow and get it out of our system.
One of those times when even a practice in between doesn't help? You just got to come back and say, yeah, we can do this, and come up against a great Northern opponent where, let's face it, we're on 64 Eastern Front. It's an important game from that point of view, but it's also having to turn around from tonight, fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, I would like a practice. I would like it. I mean, we'll come in tomorrow morning around 10, have a lightish practice just to get some shots up, go through Anigo's scouting report. They're going to play a zone. They're going to play 1-3-1. They're going to mix their defenses, so we got to talk through that and go through that. We might watch a little bit of film tonight on what I'll probably cut up. I probably won't sleep much tonight, and I'll cut up some film from when we fly around and execute on defense, and then cut up some film from tonight when we don't. And just so they can kind of see, like, sometimes it's easier to see it. And if you see it and kind of understand, yeah, we didn't really bring it tonight. And they're a good team. You have to play. Like, we would have had to play our best 36 minutes against a team like that. That's what you have to do against the best teams. And we didn't tonight. We played. It was one of our rougher games in recent, probably since the Pines game, where it just felt flat. And there's no. I mean, they're high school kids. You're gonna have off nights, and it's frustrating, and it's not fun. But you learn from it, and you hate it, and you figure out how to fix it. And they feel the same way. They're not in a good mood right now. But I told them, let it hurt now. But as soon as they walk out of the building tonight, they got to be on Antigo, because it's a big game for seeding purposes and just in general. So we'll see.
Now tomorrow is Hall of Fame Day. Yeah. And I know there are some people being inducted.
It's a new word.
Check with the English department. Anyway, Troy, talk to us a little bit about that so people can get a little bit of a focus on why they need to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, we're inducting three new members into the Hall of Fame. Jess Vandergeest, Truex. She's a couple years older than me. She was a phenomenal athlete. I think she could have played and probably even started on our varsity team when I was a sophomore, to be honest. She was that good. She went on and played at Wright State. She's going in. John Bazire, as a coach for 30-plus years of coaching at every level, boys and girls, youth level, junior high, middle school, everything. He was my fifth and sixth grade coach. He dedicated basically.
Did you play with peach baskets then?
Ha ha! I'm not that old.
but I am.
But he uh, he pretty much, his entire coaching or his entire teaching career, he kind of dedicated also in his spare time to coaching, not just basketball, track and other things as well. But he was steady basketball coach for 30-plus years and meant a lot to the program. So he'll be going in, as well as Jeff Ott, Tyson's uncle. I didn't get to see him play. He's a bit older than me, but doing research and seeing stuff, he was a pretty phenomenal athlete, not only on the basketball court, but also on the football field. So three well-deserving people. They'll go in at halftime of the girls' game. We play at 3. I hope everyone will come and fill the stands for our game as well, and we can get a win and get the night started the right way.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming to join us as always, and we will look forward to see you 2:30 for pregame, and if you're up to it, we know you'll come and join us for the girls' game to add some class to the broadcast.
Sounds good. Go Jays.
And as always, we appreciate Coach Pieper. The final score again, Blue Jays 73-34, 2:30 tomorrow for the pregame, 3 o'clock for the tip, and you will hear all the action, including some of the Hall of Famers may come for interviewers right here in Blue Jay 96-3. Until then, from the Westside Market broadcast booth, final score again, Marshfield 73, Blue Jays 34. You've been listening to Blue Jay Basketball on Blue Jay 96-3.
Varsity Basketball on Blue Jay 96.3. Today's game broadcast was brought to you by Arby's, Church Mutual Insurance, Freemark Innovation, Incredible Bank, Merrill House of Music, Napa Auto Parts, Chiropractic Wellness Center, Wendorf Bus Service, American, Chips Hamburgers, Green Lawn, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill Mobile, Nicolay Bank, Subway, Westside Market, Bergener Contract Carriers, Dr. Ronald Piffle, A&W Merrill, Merrill Boys Basketball Boosters Club, Merrill Tool and Water Jet, Park City Credit Union, and the Pizza Shop. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without express written consent is prohibited. WJMT has Merrill Sports Broadcast for your listening at any time on our podcast page at BlueJay963.com. Listen throughout the season for Blue Jay Boys Basketball on your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3 and AM 730.